"And you are a terrible man, Mr. Murdstone," my aunt said coldly. "You were unkind to David's mother, and you made her very unhappy. You and your sister are cruel and unfeeling people." "You're a very rude woman," Miss Murdstone shouted. "You," my aunt said, "be quiet. Get out of my house. Go away and don't ride donkeys on my grass again." The Murdstones left the house angrily. "This is your home now, David," my aunt said. "You can stay here for as long as you like." "Thank you, Aunt," I said. "Oh, thank you." I kissed her. "Let me think," she said. "Now you needn't work, but you should go to school again. I know. You can go to school in Canterbury. We'll visit Mr. Wickfield there." "Mr. Wickfield," I said. "Who is he?" "He's a lawyer," she said. "He's a clever lawyer and my friend, too. He manages my money. He can suggest a good school." We went to Canterbury in my aunt's carriage and stopped outside Mr. Wickfield's office. A face looked out at us through the window. It was a thin, white face with red eyes. My aunt told me that the face belonged to Uriah Heep, Mr. Wickfield's clerk. He came out of the office and held the horse's head. We went into the office, where we met Mr. Wickfield. He was a large man with a red face and white hair.
"Good morning, Miss Trotwood," he said politely. "What can I do for you?"
"I want a school for David," my aunt said. "He's poor David Copperfield's son, and I'm looking after him now. I want him to become happy and useful. Do you know a good school?"
"Yes, I do," he said. "David can go there tomorrow, if you like."
"Tomorrow?" she said. She never took long to decide anything. "That's fine. Where can he stay today?"
"Oh, he can stay here," Mr. Wickfield said.
It was a beautiful house, and I was quite happy about this. My aunt left, and I stayed in Canterbury. In the afternoon, I went back into Mr. Wickfield's office. Uriah Heep was there. He looked at me from time to time, but he did not speak. He was very thin, and he wore black clothes. When he was not working, he rubbed his large, thin hands together.